الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We have come to the portion of the text with the author. He mentioned رحمه الله تعالى the brief interpretation of the statement of Allah عز وجل مالك يوم الدين مالك يوم الدين the master of the day of judgment. The author, he says, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ يَوْمِ الْجَزَاءِ وَالْحِسَابِ, the master of the day of الدين. He says the day of recompense and accountability. يَوْمِ الدِّينِ يَوْمِ الْجَزَاءِ وَالْحِسَابِ. That what is intended here is the day of recompense and accountability. And he says, رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ كُلٍ يُجَازَ بِعَمَلِهِ إِنْ خَيْرًا فَخَيْرٍ وَإِنْ شَرًّا فَشَرٍ. The day that every individual, he will be recompensed for his actions. If he perform good, he will be recompensed with good. And if he performed evil, then the recompense will be with evil. The author, he says, رَحِيمُهُ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَّ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلَّهِ. He mentioned that the evidence for this is the statement of Allah the Most High, the meaning of which is, and what will cause you to know what is the day of deen? And again, what will cause you to know what is the day of judgment? It is the day that no soul will have authority or the ability to help another soul whatsoever. And the authority and command, the decision on that day is entirely for Allah. The author, he says, وَالْحَدِيثُ عَنْهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And also the narration from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْأَمَانِي. He mentioned the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, the one who is clever and intelligent, he is the one who takes himself to account, and he is the one who works in preparation for that which is after death. And the one who is helpless, and the loser or the failure, he is the one who he lets his soul follow his desires, and he has false hopes in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. This is what the author has mentioned in the interpretation of this noble verse from Surah Al-Fatiha. From Surah Al-Fatiha. Malik Yawm Ad-Din. Malik Yawm Ad-Din. The master. The master of the day of Ad-Din. The master of the day of Ad-Din. This word Ad-Din, it has a number of meanings in the Arabic language. And this is what the author is clarifying here. Yawm Al-Jaza'i Wal-Hisab. Yawm al-jaza'i wal-hisab. What is intended here in this verse is the day of recompense and the day of resurrection, the day that the people, they will meet their Lord and they will be taken to account for their actions and deeds. And everyone, he will see that which he has worked with his hands and that which he has stated with his tongue. And he will see likewise the secrets that he had in his heart. Any of the intentions and the likes will be made known, and that which was hidden will be made clear and manifest. يَوْمَ تُبَلَ السَّرَائِرِ. Allah, he mentions about that day that the day that the secrets, they will be exposed and the people will be tried in this manner. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. That every soul will find on that day the good that they had performed, it will be present with them. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ عَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. And likewise, one will wish that, and what will find the evil, will wish that the evil that they had worked would be taken far away from them, and that they will be far, they will be afraid to face the evil that they have worked with their hands. Meaning on that day, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he warns you from himself, and he warning you from his punishment, reminding you of this day. Reminding you of this day and reminding you of the accountability that Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the king. And he's the master, and he has authority over this day. And no doubt Allah Azza wa Jal, he's the king of this dunya. And he has authority and command over this life, all of it. Over this day and every day. But the day of resurrection and the day of judgment is mentioned here specifically to emphasize that on that day there will be no one who will claim any part of authority whatsoever. There will be no one who will claim any part of authority whatsoever on that day. Rather, they will all confess and submit to the lordship and to the authority and to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for in this life, then Allah, He gives His kingdom to whom He wills, and He gives authority to whom He wills. And some people, they claim that which is not their right. As Fir'aun did, he mentioned, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَالَى, I am your Lord, the Most High. وَمَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي, and I do not know any object of worship for you besides me. This is something that Fir'aun, he claimed, yani in this life. But in the hereafter, there will not be any opportunity for anyone to claim. Rather, the reality will be made clear on the day of resurrection and on the day of judgment, and all will surrender and confess to the authority and the majesty and to the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point is that this word ad-din, it has a number of meanings. Here it means al-jaza', al-jaza' wal-hisab. Here it means recompense. Al-jaza' means recompense. You say to your brother, jazakallahu khayran, may Allah recompense you with good. Wal-hisab, al-hisab, it means accountability. So on the day of resurrection, there's accountability. There's accountability, responsibility for one's actions and one's deeds. All of that is recorded. All of that is recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has angels that are writing, and they're writing for us or against us according to our actions. In khayran fa khayrun, wa in sharran fa shar. So this is the case that the author is clarifying here, and the meaning of this affair, that Allah, He is the master, the king of the day of resurrection, meaning the day of accountability, and the day that every soul will be recompensed for their actions in entirety. And no soul will be oppressed whatsoever. And no soul will be wronged nor oppressed whatsoever. But this word ad-din is from those important words to understand. And you understand from those terms that they have a number of meanings. And originally this is from the verb dayana. Dayana. The origin is that there's a dal and a ya and a noon. And the verb is dana. Dana yadinu. Dinan. Wadainan. Dana yadinu. Wa ila diyanatan. Dianatin, and the origin of this meaning, dana, is arinqiyad. Arinqiyadu wal-dhul wal-khudur. This is the original meaning, wal-ta'a. Arinqiyad, wal-dhul, wal-khudur, wal-ta'a. These are the meanings that are originally understood from this word, ad-din. Ad-din, yani submission and surrender. And compliance, and humbleness, and obedience. And obedience. These are the ideas that are found in this term here, ad-din. That are found in this term, ad-din. Ad-din huwa ta'a. You say, dana lahu yadinu dinan. Yani if he obeyed him. So if so-and-so obeyed him, he said, dana lahu, that he complied to him. Yani qada'a lahu wa ata'a. Dana lahu, yani qada'a lahu wa ata'a. Dana lahu, this means that somebody, he surrendered to that person. He submitted to that person and obeyed him. And in complying to his command. You say in the Arabic language, likewise, qawmun din. Qawmun din, yani meaning munqadun. Qawmun din, yani qawmun munqadun, muti'un. So this is the meaning here. These people, they are din. Yani meaning that they are in compliance and in obedience to someone or something. Yani this is how you use the term linguistically. So it comes in a number of different forms. You can say, using it with a different particle, with a different harf jar, and it has a different meaning. Or you can use it without harf jar. So there are three basic meanings that this word dana, it has. As has preceded one who will say dana lahu, yani khada'a lahu wa ata'ahu. If you say it like this, that he, yani dana lahu, meaning that he bowed before him, he surrendered to him, and he obeyed him. He surrendered to him and he obeyed him. Or you would say, for example, dana bi kada diyanatan. Ana dintu bi din al-Islam. Walhamdulillah. Ana dintu bi din al-Islam. Walhamdulillah. And this means that he took it as his deen, his methodology, and his way of life. And this is what he believed in, and he followed. And he followed the precepts of that and the manners of that. So this is dana. Dana bi kada diyanatan. Dana bi kada. And with the ba here. The previous one was with the lam. Dana lahu has a different meaning. Dana bihi. Yani that dana bihi al-Muslim yadinu bidin al-Islam, wuhu dinu al-haq. Yani the Muslim, he follows the religion of Islam. He follows that as his deen. He takes it as his way of life. He follows the precepts and the manners and the commandments and the limits that are prescribed therein, and he believes in that. He believes in that. This is from the meaning of the word deen. This is from the meaning of the word deen. Likewise, you use it as a fi'l muta'addin. Yani that will take an object. You say danahu. Danahu, yani danahu bimana malakahu. He had authority over him. Danahu, danu fulanun fulanin, yani that he had authority over him, that he had owned him. Danahu, yani malakahu wasasahu, waqaharahu, waqaharahu wahasabahu wajaza. It has this meaning likewise, this verb here. Yani danahu, this means that he will overcome him and have authority over him and govern him and rule him and also take him to account and recompense him. All of these meanings are found in this verb here. And this meaning also has come in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Any of these meanings are found in the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. From that is that which is mentioned in Surah Yusuf. That Allah, he mentioned whenever Yusuf, he hid the cup in the property of and the property of his brother. And Allah, he mentioned the wisdom behind that. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ يعني في ملكه وفي سلطانه. And he would, that Yusuf, he was not able to take his brother, to take back his brother in the authority of the king, and the authority of the king, fi din al malik. So here din, it means authority, means sultan. This is what Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he has mentioned about this word, fi din al malik, yani fi sultanihi. So the word din, it has this meaning of authority. It has this meaning of authority, and has meaning likewise of surrender and submission, and it has the meaning of compliance, and also it has the meaning of accountability and recompense. The meaning of accountability and recompense. Also, the word deen, it has the meaning of deeds. And this is all related together. Because the true deen, the deen of Islam, this is the deen of action. And these are actions of servitude and compliance and surrender and submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. The deen that is accepted from Allah, ad-deen al-khalis. Ala lillahi ad-deen al-khalis. That is purity for Him. Where the actions, inwardly and outwardly, are made entirely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humbleness and with humility and with trust and reliance, with love. And with fear and with hope. This is the true deen. This is the true deen. So this is something that is mentioned in the book of Allah. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينٌ. This is what we have been commanded. This is what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise us following him, have been commanded and ordered by our Lord to say to those who disbelieve. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. You have your deen. You have your way of life. You have your religion. You have your path. You have your deeds, and I have mine. I have my وَلِيَ دِينِ. And I have my deen, and I have my way of life, I have my creed, I have my religion, I have my methodology, I have my rulings that I follow and abide by, my rulings and my laws that I follow that and abide by. You need the deen of Allah. The deen of Allah. Many of the people of knowledge, they have mentioned the interpretation of this verse here with other verses from the book of Allah. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينٌ. You have your deen and I have mine. You have your deen and I have mine. They have mentioned in this likes, لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. This is what likewise we say to those who disbelieve and those who turn away and reject faith and rebel, that you have your deeds and I have mine. You have your deeds and I have mine, meaning that I will face my Lord and He will recompense me according to my actions. And you have your Lord likewise, and you will meet Him and He will accomplish you according to your actions. And I will not be asked about your deeds and you will not be asked about mine, but I will be asked about mine and you will be asked about yours. لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned as well in His book, أَنْتُمْ بَرِئُونَ مِمَّا عَمَلُوا وَأَنَا بَرِئُ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. That indeed all of you are free from that which I do, and I am free from that which you do. And every person to his own actions and deeds. Every person to his own actions and deeds. So it has been mentioned likewise in the Methal, or in the proverb in the Arabic language, that one he will say, كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. Yani this same verb here, kama tadino, yani kama taf'alu, to dan, yuf'alu bika. Yani just that, yani kama ta'amal, to jaza. This is the meaning. Just as you do, you will be taken to account. And you will be dealt with in the same manner that you deal with the people. Kama tadin, yani kama ta'amal, kama taf'al, kama tujazi nas. And kama tu'amal nas, to dan, you'll be taken to account in the same manner. You'll be held accountable in the same manner. You'll be dealt with in the same manner. So according to your actions is the way that you'll be dealt with. And the way that you treat the people, likewise, is the way that you will be treated. And the way that you'll be taken to account. The way that you will be taken to account. And this is also from a beautiful principle, from the principles of the religion, al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that the recompense is according to the type of action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He recompenses those who do good with good. Hal jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan, is the recompense of good anything except for good? Meaning there is no recompense for good except for good. There is no recompense for good except for good. And if a person he shows good to the people, then Allah will show good to him. And if a person he's merciful to the people, then Allah will be merciful to him. It has been reported authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, yani in the books of the Sunnah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ar-Rahimina yarhamuhum ar-Rahman, that those who are merciful, the Most Gracious will show them mercy. That those who are merciful, the Most Gracious will show them mercy. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fis sama. So therefore show mercy to those who are on the earth, and the one who is above the heavens will show mercy to you. Will show mercy to you. So this is the recompense. Those who are merciful and kind to the people, then the Most Gracious will be merciful to them. And likewise in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man la yarham la yurham. That whoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. That whoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. So this is the case, that a person, he'll be held accountable according to his actions. كَمَا يَدِينُ يُدَانِ كَمَا يَدِينُ يُدَانِ. If he's kind and gentle with the people, then Allah will treat him kindly and gently. And if he shows forgiveness and overlooks people's faults, then Allah will show him forgiveness and overlook his faults. And if he is from those who are easy to deal with, then whenever he meets his Lord, it will be easy to face the judgment. But if it's contrary, then the outcome will be contrary. Those who take people to account for every last thing, and those who are harsh and rude to the people, and those who are hard on the people and not easy to deal with, those who are problems in accepting advice or even in giving advice, people who are harsh and rude in their dealings and the likes like this, they will be dealt with in the hereafter in a similar manner. They'll be dealt with in the hereafter in a similar manner. And likewise here, the people of knowledge, they mention Maliki Yawm al-Din, that Allah, He's the master of the day of judgment. Any meaning Yawm al-Hisab, Yawm al-Jaza'i wa Hisab, the day of recompense and the day of accountability. The day of recompense and the day of accountability. This does not necessarily mean that the recompense and accountability is only in the hereafter, but this is the final recompense and the full accountability. But likewise, there's recompense in this life. But likewise, there is recompense in this life. People, they meet the fruits of their deeds in this life many times before the hereafter. Many times before the hereafter. Much of the evil that we find in our lives personally, as individuals, it comes from the evil that our hands have done. It comes from the evil that our hands have worked, and that which our tongues have said, and the likes. And also the good that we have many times is from the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal, guiding us to do good deeds. Good deeds. Al-hasanatu tujuru uqtaha. The people of knowledge, they mention, and likewise a sayyah tujuru uqtaha. That a good deed will bring along with it another good deed, and opening that avenue and that doorway, and the bad deed the same. And the bad deed the same. So the point is now to understand this issue of ad-deen. Of ad-deen. The deen, and it has the meaning of obedience and surrender and compliance and submission. Likewise, it has the meaning of having authority and command. And also it has the meaning of taking into account and recompensing people for their actions and for their deeds. For their actions and for their deeds. It's been collected by Imam Ahmad in his book Az-Zuhd from the hadith of Abu Dharr, from the hadith of Abu Ad-Darda radiyallahu anhu, that he said, Al-Birru la yabla. والإثم لا ينسى والديان لا ينام فكن كما شئت كما تدين تدان فكن كما شئت كما تدين تدان. That he said, البر لا يبلى, that the righteousness will never, it will never wear out. You know, the benefit of that will remain. The benefit of that will remain. والإثم لا ينسى, and sins will not be forgotten. And sins will not be forgotten, meaning a person, he'll be held accountable for his sins. وَالدَّيَّانُ لَا يَنَامُ. And الدَّيَّان, this is also from this word الدِّين, and this is from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jalla likewise, الدَّيَّان. وَالدَّيَّانُ لَا يَنَامُ. Meaning, and Allah, and the one who takes to account, الدَّيَّان, it has this beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It means المحاسب والمجازي. Also, it means القهار. القهار. يعني الدَّيَّان القهار. المحاسب المجازي. The irresistible, the overpowering. The one that no one can overpower, nor resist or flee from, and he is the one who takes the people to account and recompense them at day end. At day end. He recompensed them according to their deen. According to their deen. This is why having deen is so important. Because we're going to meet Allah Azza wa Jalla with our deen. We're going to meet Allah Azza wa Jalla with our deen. Those who have a strong deen, he will have great honor with Allah Azza wa Jalla in this life and the hereafter. And those who have weak deen, then they will have humiliation according to the weakness of their deen. According to the weakness of their deen. And those who have no deen or they have a false deen, waliyadu billah, then they have complete failure and loss and destruction in this life and in the hereafter. And in the hereafter. With dayanu la yanam. And at dayan, the one who takes the people to account and recompense them, meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla, he doesn't sleep. He does not sleep. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. فكن كما شئت كما تدين تدين. So do whatever you like, because you will be taken to account according to your actions. The way that you deal with the people, or that which you do, you'll be held accountable accordingly. You'll be held accountable accordingly. And the narrator on Abu Darda in the chain of Imam Ahmad is Qatada, rahimahullah, and it's mentioned that he did not meet Abu Darda. And so therefore there's weakness in this chain, but this narration, no doubt, is very beneficial, and the meaning of this text is correct and good. As for the ascription to Abu Darda, Allah knows best about that. No, Allah knows best about that. But no doubt, this is the affair. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he does not sleep. And a person, he'll be taken to account for his deeds. And a person, he'll be taken to account for his actions and for his deeds. So this is the meaning of deen. And this is the meaning of deen. But what is intended here in this verse in Surah Al-Fatiha? The recompense. Maliki yawm ad-deen. The day of recompense. The day of accountability. The master of the day of deen. That's why it's translated the master of the day of judgment, because people will be judged on that day, and they'll be taken to account on that day, and they will be recompensed on that day. They'll be judged on that day, and they'll be taken to account on that day, and they will meet their recompense on that day. If we just think about these two words, this is something that came into my mind just now about the issue of al-jaza and al-hisab. Al-jaza, it means recompense, that you're going to get your reward. You get what you work for. Then you will get that. If you worked good, then you will have good. And if you worked evil, then you have evil. But before that is the hisab. Is the hisab. Hisab, it means accountability. Hisab, it means accountability. I don't know which one of them is more severe. I don't know which one of them is more severe. The hisab or the jaza. Maybe somebody, if he did evil, he would like to skip the hisab and just get the jaza. But the hisab is whenever he will face his Lord. The hisab, the reckoning, meaning that a person, he will stand alone before Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will mention that to him the actions and his deeds. His deeds will be brought. You said this and you did that. You did this and you did this and you did that. And you said this on this day. So it will all be right there. It will all be right there, and he'll be taken to account. It's in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, ma minkum min ahadin illa wa yukalimuhu rabbuh. There's not one of you except that his Lord will speak to him. رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. His Lord will speak to him. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانَ. There will be no mediators between the two of them. Between the two of them. There's no translator. There's no mediator. Every person is going to stand before Allah. Every person is going to stand before Allah. So this is something that is major. This is something that is major. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned likewise, مَنْ يُحَاسِبَ هَدَكَ. And that whoever is actually taken into account, he'll be destroyed. Anybody who is truly taken to account for their deeds, and he's taken to account for every last breath and action and statement that he did, he will not leave that successfully. He will not leave that accountability successfully. Those who are yani yuhasib hisaban yasira, then these people, they will be successful by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then there are those who have no hisab and no adab. They have no recompense. This is from the greatest rewards of the best of mankind, from the highest reward, and the greatest virtue and blessing is that a person, he will live and he will die, and in the hereafter he will have no reckoning. He'll have no reckoning. He will enter paradise with no reckoning. You understand that? That he will enter paradise with no reckoning. That means a reckoning is something that's major. To stand before Allah and to be held accountable for your actions, even if Allah forgives you, this is a major affair. This is a major affair. This is a major affair. So a person, he has to take his soul seriously. And he has to think about this issue. The one who recites the Fatiha and he comprehends and understands these meanings, he will benefit from that. He will benefit from that. Maliki Yawm al-Din, the master of the day of judgment. The master of the day of judgment. This word, this recitation here, Malik with Alif on the meme, it has come also authentically. It has come also authentically and from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the reliable qira'at, Sab'a Maliki Yawm al-Din. So it can be read both ways, Maliki Yawm al-Din wa Maliki Yawm al-Din. There's a difference between the two. We have seen before, yani in the science of sarf, الزيادةُ في المبنى تفيدُ زيادةً في المعنى. An addition in the structure of the word is an addition in the meaning of the word. So we have مالك and مالك. We see the difference. مالك and مالك. So مالك, it doesn't have an elongation after the meme. And as for مالك, it has an elongation after the meme. So they're two different words, they had two different meanings, although they're derived from the same root, so they're very similar. So they're very similar. But the people of Nar, as I mentioned, Al-Malik min al-Milk, wal-Malik min al-Mulk. Al-Malik min al-Milk, wal-Malik min al-Mulk. Al-Mulk is dominion and sovereignty, which has the meaning of authority and rule and reign. Rule and reign over the dominion, over the kingdom. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the kingdom, the dominion of the heavens and the earth. So this is the Malik, the king. Allah, He is the Malik. He's the king of the heavens and the earth. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also He's the Malik. So the Malik is from al-Milk, and Milk is possession, and is ownership. And so all of this life belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah, He is Malikun Malik. Malikun Malik, He is the king and He has ownership and authority over all things. He is the true king. Who is the true king? Malikul Haqq. He's the true king. Ta'ala Allahu Malikul Haqq. Glorified and high and lofty is Allah, the true king. He's the true king, but likewise He's the true owner, the one who has supreme and ultimate authority over the whole creation. People in this life, Allah, He gives His kingdom to whom He wills. And He allows the people to have authority and to possess and have ownership and over that which He wills from His creation. But the true owner is Allah, and the true authority is for Allah. And that will all be made clear and known on the day of Deen. On the day of Deen. On that day there's no authority, and that is clear. And either and then there is no one that will claim that likewise. And no one will be able to speak except with the permission of Ar-Rahman. Except with the permission of Ar-Rahman. That of the most gracious and the most merciful. All these this is how we understand the Quran. All of it goes back to the Fatiha. All of it goes back to that which is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. What I'm referring to is in Surah Al-Naba, huh? In Surah Al-Naba. Naam. Illa man adhina lahu Rahman. Wa qala sawab. Except for those whom yawma la yatakallamuna illa man adhina lahu Rahman. Wa qala sawab. So this is the case. In this life, Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives authority and He allows to the people to have and to possess that which He wills from His creation. But Allah, He's the true king. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He's the true king and He's the true owner. So somebody may own something, but he's not a king. And even somebody, he may have a kingdom, but he does not own everything in his kingdom. And for example, the king, maybe he's the king of this country or that country. Maybe he's a legitimate king, but he doesn't own every last property in that kingdom. Rather, there are other people who own things besides him. For example, some people in his kingdom, maybe they own a car or a house or a home. That home and house belongs to them and not to the king. Not to the king. And that's ownership that is given to somebody else rightfully under his kingdom. Under his kingdom. So some people, maybe they're kings in this life, but they do not own ultimately everything. Or some people, maybe they own something, but they're not a king. And likewise, somebody, maybe he owns something, but it's not a supreme and ultimate authority. And the people that own something by the permission of Allah, their ownership is limited according to the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, universally. They can only do with their creation that which Allah has allowed, universally. And likewise, they're also restricted and limited to that which they own and have authority over in the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for Allah, He does what He wills with His creation and that which belongs to Him. He does what He wills with His kingdom, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does what He wills with His kingdom, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this has been mentioned in a number of verses. And the name Al-Malik, and likewise Malik, Allah, He mentioned about Himself, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa Al-Malik. that Allah, there's nothing worthy of worship except for Him, Al-Malik. Al-Malik Al-Qudus Al-Salam, to the end of the verse, and He the King, that Allah is the King. Ta'ala Allahu, fata'ala Allahu, Al-Malik Al-Haq. Lofty and high, glorified is Allah, the true King. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also from these names here, Al-Malik, Wal-Malik, Wal-Malik. Wal-Malik also is from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inna muttaqina fi jannatin wa nahar. That indeed the righteous, those who fear Allah, those who have piety, they will be in paradise with rivers. Fi maq'adi sidqin inda malikin muqtadir. They will be in a seat of, sitting in a seat or throne of truthfulness with the omnipotent King. And so this is also from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Malik, 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 and Al-Malik. And they all have the similar meanings. They all have similar meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about the day of resurrection, Maliki Yawm al-Din. And He mentioned Al-Muluku, Yawm al-Din lil-Rahman. And that the authority, that the dominion, the kingdom on that day is for Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about Himself in His book, Subhanalladhi biyadihi Malakutu kulli shay wa ilayhi turja'un. Glorified is He, meaning Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who has the dominion of all things in His hand, and to Him you are returning. And to Him you are returning. So He has the kingdom and the authority of all things in His hands, and to Him you are returning. Maliki yawm al-Din. So whenever we see verses that end in this manner, wa ilayhi turja'un, wa ilayhi yurja'un, wa ilayhi al-Masir, and the likes like this, and to Him is the return, and to Him is the final destination. And this is a reminder of the accountability. This is a reminder of the meaning of Allah. So that which had preceded this now closing in this manner is a threat for that. It's a threat with regards to that. Kulu min rizqihi wa ilayhi an-nushur. Eat from His provision. And this is Allah is allowing us to eat and drink from His provision, that which is lawful. But then reminded in the end, wa ilayhi an-nushur. And to Him is the return. And the resurrection is going to be with Allah Azza wa Jal. So eat and drink, but do not transgress the limits with regards to that, because you're going to return back to Allah, and He's going to take you into account. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, Tabaraka ladhi biyadihi al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Blessed is He who has the dominion in His hand. And all of this life and everything in this life is His creation and His kingdom, and is under His authority and power and control, and He has the ability to do all things. So this attribute here of mulk is from the attributes of rububiyyah. It's from the attributes of a rububiyyah. Likewise, the Lord, He is the one who has authority and command. The Lord, He is the one who has the dominion in His hand. The Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has control and is disposing of the affairs of the entire universe. But the issue here is that many times whenever this attribute is mentioned, it's also mentioning about the return to Allah and the accountability before Allah, that we belong to Allah. Inna lillah, that we belong to Allah. Allah, He created us. Allah, He providing for us and sustaining us. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we're going to return back to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not one of us will live forever. Even if a person, he lived 100 years, it's not a long time. Compared to what is after that, it's not a long time. So a person, he has to take advantage of his time and take advantage of his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَرِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. That indeed, we, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, He will inherit the earth and everyone on the earth, and to Him they will return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions on that day, لِمَنْ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. لِمَنْ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Allah will call out on that day, today, on this day, who has authority? Who has the kingdom? Who has the dominion? Who has charge? Who has control over the affairs? And no one will answer. And Allah, He will respond Himself, لِلَّهِ الواحد القهار. It is for Allah, the one, the irresistible. And then likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the Musnad. It's coming in the Musnad of at Imam Ahmed by from the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, a long narration. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned some of the events of the day of resurrection, and from that is that that Allah azza wa jalla, he will call out and he will say, "Ana al-Malik wa ana al-Dayan." I am the king and I am the reckoner. I am the king, I am the reckoner. Aina al-mutakabbirun, aina al-jabbarun. Where are the tyrants? Where are the arrogant and proud? Where are the tyrants and where are the arrogant and proud? And no one will be able to respond, nor will they be able to answer. Nor will they be able to answer. And this is just as the author, he's mentioning this interpretation here with the verse from Surah Al-Infitar. And almost all of the mufassirun, they have made the interpretation with this verse. If you look in the books of Tafasir, you will find here in Maliki Yawm al-Din, all of them refer to this verse here. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلَّهِ. On a day that no soul will have any charge or authority over another soul whatsoever. One soul will not be able to benefit another soul whatsoever. And the decision on that day is entirely for Allah. Many times we'll find the reference to this likewise. Allah, he mentions in his book, قُلِ اللَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. That the intercession, it belongs entirely to Allah. The intercession, the ability to intercede on behalf of somebody, to help them with some good, or to repel or remove some harm from them or danger, this belongs to Allah alone. This belongs to Allah alone. Then Allah, he says, لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. That this, the shafa'ah, the intercession, it belongs to Allah entirely. He has the dominion and authority over the heavens and the earth. And meaning that the shafa'ah and the ability to intercede, this is from the kingdom of Allah. This is from the dominion of Allah. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. And he has the dominion, the authority, the command over the entire heavens and the earth. And to him you're returning. And to him you are returning. So those people who have attached their hearts to the so-called awliya, or have attached their hearts to the graves, or have attached their hearts to the prophets and messengers, besides Allah Azza wa Jal, attaching their heart to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede on his behalf in this life, and calling on him now in this life, and those who attach their hearts to Jesus, the son of Maryam, to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and calling on him besides Allah, and those lesser than them, those who attach their hearts to the angels, those who attach their hearts to the creation with love and hope and humbleness, and they have completely misunderstood the entire religion. They have completely misunderstood the call of the prophets and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They have completely opposed them from every angle. They have completely misunderstood the Fatiha, and they did not realize the very essence of the religion of Allah azza wa jalla. To attach the heart to Allah, because Allah maliki yawm al-deen. Allah huwa rabbul alameen. Alhamdulillah. La li shay'in min khalqihi. That is the praise and thanks is for Allah, not for anything from the creation. The creation is only praised if it's in accordance with the legislation of the creator of creation. And this is from the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal, not from the creation. The command is Allah's. He is the Lord of the worlds. He has the rububiyyah, and he has the mulk, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to attach one's heart to the creation besides Allah is complete falsehood. It's complete falsehood. Everything in the creation is under the command of the Creator, under the authority of the Creator. Lahu al-mulk, maliki yawm al-deen, wa maliki kulli yawm, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the master of the Day of Judgment and the master of every day. Nothing happens in this life, in his kingdom, in his creation, except with his authority. Even this is mentioned clearly likewise in the best verse, in the most virtuous verse in the Book of Allah, which is Ayatul Kursi. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, Lahu مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To everything in the heavens and earth belongs to him. خَلْقًا وَمُلْكًا وَتَدْبِيرًا. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and the earth belong to him. He is the creator, and he is the one who has authority and command over that, and he is the one who is disposing of the affairs. What does Allah mention after that? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission? An indication that no one can intercede on behalf of anyone whatsoever except with the permission of Allah. Except with the permission of Allah. And Allah, he only accepts and allows intercession for those people of at-tawheed, for those people who worship him alone, for those people who worship him alone. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning of his call, he called Quraysh, all of them together. And he called Bani Hashim specifically. He said, Ya Bani Hashim, anqidhu anfusakum, la amliku lakum min Allahi shay'a. O tribe of Hashim, save yourselves. Anqidhu anfusakum min anas. Save yourself from the fire. I cannot help you whatsoever. In this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called out his tribesmen in general. And then also he specified some of the most virtuous from his tribe. Ya Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, Am Rasulillahi, anqidh nafsaka min an-nar, la amliku laka min Allahi shay'a. He said, Ya Abbas, calling his own, the uncle of the Messenger of Allah, save yourself from the fire. I cannot help you against Allah whatsoever. He said, Ya Safiya, Ammat Rasulillah, the same thing, calling on his aunt. And they're from the nobles of that tribe, indicating that even their nobility and their closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not help them against Allah if they do not believe. If they do not believe, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Fatima bint Rasulillah, O Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Is'ali ma shi'ti min mali, ask me what you like from my wealth. La amliku laki min Allahi shay'a. I do not have any control or authority with you against Allah whatsoever. So then how could one call on the Prophet himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam besides Allah? How could one call on somebody lesser than him after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam besides Allah? This is great falsehood and great opposition and great contradiction to the deen of all of the prophets and messengers, and especially to the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is something that we see in these days specifically that we're in now, and whenever they gather for this so-called celebration, and from their etiquettes and the manners of these days is to recite those lines of poetry from the Burda. And in it they say, Ya Akram al-Khalqi, Ma li man aludhu bihi siwaka, Ya Akram al-Khalqi, Ma li man aludhu bihi siwaka inda hulul hadith al-amami. They say, Oh, most noble of the creation, Ya Akram al-Khalq. Who is that? Ya Akram al-Khalq. They're calling on him, Oh, the most noble of creation. Who is that? Then as if they're saying, Ya Rasulullah. The same thing, right? Oh, the most noble of creation. Yani, oh, Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma li man aludhu bihi siwaka inda al-hulul al-hadith al-amami. I have no one to seek protection and refuge with beside you. I have no one to seek protection and refuge with beside you whenever the encompassing calamities befall. Where are they at from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen? Where are they at from Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin? Where are they at from the very fundamental of the religion? Ya Fatima bint Rasulillah, is'ali ma shi'ti min mali, la amliku laki min Allahi shay'a. Where are they at from the call of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? La'natullahi ala al-yahudi wa al-nasara, ittakhadhu qubur anbiya'ihim masajid. Yeah, where are they at from the likes of these? Aja'altni lillahi nidda. Ma sha'allahu wa shitta, Ya Rasulullah. Ma sha'allahu wa shitta. Whatever you will and whatever Allah wills and then whatever you will, O Messenger of Allah, he became angry. Aja'altni lillahi nidda. Aja'altni lillahi adla. Are you making me equals with Allah? In one wording, Ja'altni lillahi adla. You have made me equals to Allah. And this statement here, this extremism, going to extremes in the religion, where are they at with it? أَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Where are they at with regards to Ayatul Kursi? These people here. يَا أَكْرَمُ الْخَلْقِ مَا لِي مَنْ أَلُوذُ بِهِ سِوَاكَ عِنْدَ حُلُّ الْحَادِثِ الْأَمَمِ. And where are they at with regards to this? مِنْ جُودِكَ الدُّنْيَا وَضَرَّتَهَا وَمِنْ عُلُومِكَ عِلْمُ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ. Also in those lines of poetry, they say this. They say, مِنْ جُودِكَ, from your generosity and from your kindness, الدُّنْيَا وَضَرَّتَهَا, this life and the hereafter. وَمِنْ عُلُومِكَ إِلْمُ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ. And from your knowledge that you have, O Messenger of Allah, is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the knowledge of that which the pen writes. And the knowledge of the decrees of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have completely violated the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal in his tawheed in every aspect. In his rububiyyah and his uluhiyyah and in his asma'i wa sifat. They have given that to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu al-musta'an. Wallahu al-musta'an. And this is the deen of many of them. But this deen will not benefit them with Allah. This deen will not benefit them on the day of deen. This deen is not heavy in the scale. This is the light deen. That's why you find them in the masajid You find those same people that do the likes of this in the masajid, they have no honor and no respect, and they have no humbleness and humility in their prayer. But if you find them in front of the grave, you'll find them begging and crying. Begging and crying. And even one of them, he'll take an oath and swear by Allah Azza wa Jalla, well, he's lying, and his friends know that he's lying, and he knows that he's lying, but he will never take an oath by the wali in the grave, because he's afraid of him. In the way that he should be afraid of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So these people, they have misunderstood the very fundamentals of the religion, rather than the Fatiha. And hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.